After Jesus entered the boat and began to cross the lake with his disciples, suddenly there arose on the lake a mighty storm, with the waves coming into the boat. But Jesus was asleep. The disciples went to wake him up and said, "Lord, save us. We are going to drown," they cry. "Why are you afraid?" Jesus asked. "You have so little faith." Then he got up and rebuked the wind and the waves, and suddenly there was a great calm. I really like a little word that comes up here and at the time of the storm and at the time of the calm, of the peace. And that word is suddenly. The disciples were with Jesus. They were going to cross to the other side. They had to reach their destination. But before they reached their destination, a storm arose. The storms of life are going to be in and they're going to be out. They're going to come and they're going to leave at any moment. The disciples did not expect the storm because it came suddenly. That suddenly means that perhaps at the moment that they got into the boat, the water was calm. But before reaching the other side, the storm arose. There are moments when those storms will suddenly appear. I do not know if you have already been living in those storms, but there is something certain, and that is that life can change us for the better or for the worse. And that can happen in the blink of an eye. Do you agree with me? Today, we can be enjoying something good, and it turns out that the next day, bad news arrives. And suddenly you can be crying in the blink of an eye. Or from one moment to the next, suddenly somebody calls you on your mobile phone and bring you good news. That is the dynamism that we experience in life. Now, the suddenness is going to be, but not all of a sudden. It's for the worse. So there was a suddenness in the middle of the lake. There was a suddenness in the middle of that moment when they were crossing to go to their destination. There's going to come moments of delay. There's going to come moments of difficulty. And there's going to come moments when you're going to be crossing and everything seems to be going well. But from one moment to another, maybe a storm is going to come up. It's going to try to delay you. It's going to try to slow you down. But also, if we look at it from another perspective, it's going to be a blessed storm. It's going to show you where you need to turn to see how another, suddenly given by his word, makes the storm cease. And not just the storm subside, but the storm to fully cease. That's right, my beloved friends. There are storms in life that are blessed. They are not bad. They actually are blessing. As the world wants to make us see or want to make us notice that they are really bad. But in reality, they are a blessing. They come blessed. They are a blessed storm. And those disciples experienced that in that boat because they recognized that they could not do it in their own strength or knowledge or hold the boat by themselves. So they ran to where Jesus was. When you have a storm in your life, how do you see it? What position do you take? What is your motivation? What do you do What do you do with it? For example, let's call a financial problem a storm. Let's call a problem in a marriage a storm. Let's call a problem at work a storm. Sometimes that makes you uncomfortable and that makes you feel afraid. Have you ever felt like that? Or maybe it's an illness. I don't know. Something that got out of your hands. It got out of control. And it came as a sudden that you didn't expect. But it happened, and suddenly you realize that the water is coming up to your boat. And you start to be filled with fear. It's something that you have never experienced before. Because maybe many times you got used to it. Many times you got used to solve situations in your environment, in your family, or wherever you are, in your own strength. And of course, in some moments you did well. But now you are facing a situation that is filling you with fear. Because you feel that you will not be able to cope with it. And you run from one side to the other. That same position the disciples had. They ran from one side to the other. Can you imagine the moment? If anything, they were characterized by. Because when Jesus called them, they were fishermen. So a fisherman has a skill, that he has experience of sailing. But if they were worried, it was because the storm was showing them how weak, how small, how fragile they were. You can see the storm as a bad thing, or you can reflect on why it suddenly arose in your life. To realize where you are, to realize what is inside your heart that needs to be transformed by God. Maybe that storm came, blessed storm, to remind you that Jesus has always been there. Because I believe in God. I can believe in God even there and keep doing things my way. But it's not just about believing in God or knowing that God is real. But coming to depend on the Lord. And we are never, or let's say almost never, going to seek absolute dependence on God when we consider that we are good, when we consider that we are strong, when we trust in our own nature. There has to be a storm that reminds you how fragile you are. And that Jesus has always been there. Go wake him up. Blessed storm that they could suddenly experience. To run to who they should have run to in the first place. And that is to Jesus. That is the storm that we're experiencing today. And it has a unique purpose. Bless the storm that wants to remind you that Jesus has always been there and that you can run openly to him, asking for his help because he is ready to help you. It is not a storm so that you can think that it is all over. No, there is hope. If Jesus is in the boat, something can happen. Something has to happen. Because remember that God has told you that you need to get to the purpose. You need to get to the other side. When there are no storms, we run the risk of abandoning ourselves to our own will and desire. But blessed is the storm when it appears to open our eyes and show us that apart from God, we can do nothing. Maybe there is something that is bothering you today. And I just come to tell you, remember that there in the boat is Jesus. So stop trying to work things out in your own strength. Stop trying and recognize that there is one who not only calms the winds, but who can make the storm cease. And that same word that arose in the beginning suddenly brought a storm. When Jesus, God, the Word, the Bible says, suddenly the storm ceased when he said the word. And it was not as suddenly. This makes me notice something. Both the suddenly that brought the storm, and the suddenly that took it away, it was not a coincidence. God was present. Today, I want to tell you, in the midst of what you're experiencing today, I want to tell you that God is present. And the one that suddenly came to change your life has come from God for you to observe him and to really change your life. But listen to me, he will change your life for the better and not for the worse. The sudden things that come from God, they have a purpose. They don't just happen. Bless the storm that today has appeared in your life. You can say blessed because only through it today you can approach God and really understand your need for him. And that outside of him there is no salvation. That outside of him there is no life. And that outside of God there is no hope. They ran to Jesus, and Jesus woke up. Obviously, he says to them, "Why do you have so little faith?" But nevertheless, he speaks to the storm. Today, run to Jesus. Yes, but don't turn back. It's not the time to turn back. It's not the time to go away. It's not the time to cry. It's not the time to let go and throw away the towel. It's the time to insist. I imagine this. They cried out. The disciples cried out and said, "Jesus, help us." Where is Jesus? But only Jesus woke up when they touched him. Those who squeeze can shout very loudly, but those who make the heart of God move are those who stop just saying, "I believe," and they go to experience him, to touch him. But people ask me, "Pastor, how can I touch him?" Well, it's very simple. Pray, rejoice, read the word of the Lord, long for his presence, decide to depend on God. And when you decide to depend on God, when you decide to be poor in spirit, to depend on God completely, then his providence, his grace will sustain you. And in the midst of the storm, you will see how he has the power to make it calm down. How much longer you will delay in the storm, that depends on you. Because just by touching his heart, everything could be different and change. Sometimes we procrastinate and go round in circles, considering what we can do. But I invite you to acknowledge your need for God. It's the only way, and let Him be God in your life, because God is present. He is right there by your side. Father, I pray for every person who is experiencing a difficult time. I call it a blessed storm, Lord, for there is the manifestation of your love. How many storms have we gone through and we delay the time? We let the time pass and we are filled with anxiety and worry because we believe in you. We know you are there, but we do not seek your help. Help us to understand that this storm has come to remind us that you are there. To remind us, Lord, that apart from you, we can do nothing. To remind us that apart from you, there is no life. And there is hope. There is always hope in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Amen and amen. Today, this message was brought to you by your pastor and friend, Elias Hoyos. Remember that God always comes just in time. I want to invite you to receive every day a word, a devotional for your heart from the Lord. So I invite you to subscribe to our YouTube channel, Devotionals Just in Time. Big hug to you all, and many blessings.